Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find the show, all the different ways you can listen to the show, the archives of past shows all the way back to 99. And these are all offerings, audio offerings that you can stream just like you normally do anything else that you'd listen to on the radio, on the internet, I should say. And the or you can podcast them. You can actually take fair use possession of them. You can burn it onto a CD and all that stuff. So check that out. You can also read thousands of articles. You can check out our Brain Trust members there. You can you can subscribe to my free newsletter, which comes every weekday. I'm sorry, every weekend on Sunday. By email, and then the blog is what's updated every weekday. You can check that out there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. All that's there. And, of course, our knowledge base, askjim.biz. That's where you can get small business answers now. So check out all those things and use them to your advantage. No barrier to entry. If we made it all for you, and we wanted it to be where you had no problem getting to what we have and using it. Jim Ballard is not here yet. We're working on that. We're trying to get all that connected up. But in the meantime, you and I are going to continue to march. And I want to talk about this thing called balance. Because many of you have been listening, those of you who have been listening to my show for a while, some of you, all the way back maybe, have heard me talk about the concept of balance and how important I think it is for small business owners to make sure that they keep their eye on the prize. And folks, the prize is not just making more money. The prize is not just growing your business. The prize is not just having, you know, more toys. In my opinion, and I think in the opinion of more and more small business owners, more and more all the time, is the prize is to have a successful business, but to also have a successful relationship with your family and with your children and with in your community and with your friends, and to not to run off the rails in those areas because of your business. To be successful with your health, with your spiritual life, whatever other things are important to you, then we've all got to find a way to be more balanced. And it's challenging, it's very difficult, and I know that because I've been there. I am there, actually. When you're trying to start a business, when you're trying to get a business going for the first time, it just takes so much of your time. It takes so much of your brain power. It takes so much of your emotions. It takes so much of your energy that sometimes it seems that there's nothing left over, especially the time thing, right? Well, let's talk about that just a little bit. How do you stay connected with your children, stay connected with your spouse, with your family, with your faith life, with your health? How do you make sure that you stay healthy when you've got a business that you're trying to get out of the ground? You're trying to grow it, and you got customers who want you to help them, and they want to give you their money, and you don't have enough money to hire enough people, especially in the early days. You don't have enough money to hire people to do all the things, so you wind up doing all the things, or you wind up doing most of the things, or many of the things. You know, you got to sell during the day, and you got to do the accounting at night, and you got to develop marketing strategies on the weekend, et cetera, et cetera. Well, guess what? I'm going to give you a little bit of a break. I'm going to ease up on you just a little bit. And I'm going to say that there's not really much you can do about that. In those days, in those early days, you're going to have to commit that time. And the other areas, the other things that in your life, they might slip a little bit. Now, this might be, you might be surprised to hear me say this, but there is a period of time when your business is going to need you. And if you're going to be able to, in the future, get some balance back in your life and get your business to the point where it can sort of take care of itself a little bit better at least, there will be times, there's going to be a period of time when you're going to have to focus on your business a little bit more maybe than you'd like. It'll be uncomfortable. It won't be the perfect situation, but it's what your business is going to need. And I just think that's just something you kind of get over. So I don't want you to have a lot of guilt about that. I don't want you to beat yourself up about that. I just want you to, but as long as you do this, as long as you don't get seduced by your business. I don't want you to get so seduced by your business that this becomes now an addiction. And see, that's what happens. See, I don't think somebody who devotes themselves to their business to get it going, and this might take, who knows, it might be a couple of years, couple of 3 years or so. In varying degrees, I don't think someone who devotes themselves to their business like that to get it out of the ground in a time when it needs you the most. I don't call that person a workaholic. I don't consider that person a workaholic. I think that they've got, well, you know, it's what happens to someone when they go back to school? What if you didn't finish your degree, you got married, you had a couple of kids, and now you want to go back to school, but you also got to work your job full time? You devote yourself to that education, don't you? And that and then other things take a little bit of a backseat. That happens, doesn't it? What happens if it happens a lot of times, a lot of different scenarios, right? It's the same thing with a business. So I'm going to cut you some slack and tell you that it's okay. But don't get so seduced by the business that when the business actually can kind of take care of itself. And what I mean by that, you've got enough critical mass, financial critical mass, that you could hire an accountant, you can hire another salesperson, you could hire a manager to run the business while you take a day off or while you're out of the business to some degree. You actually can do that. If you don't do that, or even if you do, you still won't leave your business. That's when you become seduced. That's when you become a workaholic. And so while you're devoting yourself to your business, check your position to make sure that even though you're at the business, you know where you want to be and where you should be if you weren't in the business. 20 after, right after these messages, I'll be back. More to come. Stay with me. After you've had it,
you're in an awful fix. Way to go, Jim. You did not stop at dreaming. You did it.
Little Dan Fogelberg bringing you back. The late, great Dan Fogelberg. One of my favorite artists of all time. That's from the Innocent Age album. 23 after, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks for hanging around with me. I'm talking about balance. I'm talking about balance in our lives, making sure that we don't let ourselves run off the rails and we don't get upside down. I have seen this, ladies and gentlemen. I have seen people do what I said in the previous segment. They get focused on their business, and they get seduced by it. It becomes a drug. And even when things get to the point, things get really good, to the point where they could leave the business if they wanted to. They don't have to work weekends. They don't have to work 12 hours a day. They could turn it over to someone else. They could delegate. They could outsource. They could do a lot of different things if they wanted to. But either they get so connected and seduced by the money that they could save if they do it themselves, or they get so seduced by the action, or they get so seduced by the fact that they're indispensable, that nobody can do this like they do it. Or whatever it is, just the general seduction of being a business owner, and the conditioning of having done it all this time, that they're never able to disconnect. And here's what happens. Some of them lose their children. They build no relationship with their children. They lose that. They lose their spouses. They don't. They actually wind up getting divorced because of the business. They lose their family because of that. They lose their whatever spiritual activity they may have had before. Whatever their life had been like before, they lose that. I've seen that before. And some of them lose their health to the point of becoming debilitated, or to the point of being dead. I've seen people kill themselves in their business, over their business. So these are examples, ladies and gentlemen, of where people started businesses, became business owners, and very successful business owners, but not very successful as in life as a human being. And that's not what I want for you. I want you to be successful in life as a human being, which means that you have a successful professional life, meaning that you own a business. Now I will tell you that as a business owner, you probably will spend more hours working than you would if you were an employee. But that's okay. That's all right. That's just the way it is. But as your business grows, as your business becomes, as I said earlier, has a little more critical mass, then you can say, okay, I can choose when I'm going to work. And you can make those ball games. You can make those plays. You can make those practices that your children have. You can take time off for your family. You can make sure that if you want a faith life, that if that's part of your world, that you can have that. You can make sure that you make time for friends, that you make time for connecting with other humans outside of the business, that you can give back to your community. Your community's been good to you. Now it's time for you to give back to them. And all of this, folks, is a level of generosity where you want to be with others and you want them to be generous to you with their time. And you want to be generous with your time to them and your resources to them, whether it's family or friends or community. This is and see, that's what balance is, see. You're not giving everything to your business. You're balancing what you have to give across the board. You're giving to your family. You're giving to your soul. You're giving to your health. You're giving to your community. You're giving to your business. You're doing all that. That's how you define the balance, folks. And if all you're giving is going to, all of your energy and your time and your emotions are going to your business, and everything else is like a wasteland as far as you're concerned, then that's not balance. That's out of balance. That's the opposite of being balanced. And that's a killer. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a waste. That is a wasteland. And so, what is it going to profit you if you've got this wonderful business, this great organization, all the money in the world, and that's all you have? Is that really what you want? I don't think it is. Now, I've only got about a minute, so I'll say this quickly. There are things you can do during that. Remember when I told you it was okay in the early days, especially you may have to really spend the extra time in your business. That just is just one of those things. The good news today is there's technology that allows you to do actually both of those things. By that I mean the ways you can get email on the road through a BlackBerry or something like that, right? The cell phones are so handy these days. You can get your laptop and take it home with you. Instead of staying in the office, you can take your laptop home with you. So you can do your work after the kids go to bed. Technology will help you gain balance during the really busy times of your business. So think about this, folks. Think about gaining and maintaining balance in your lives. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back with Joel LaBava.
Every time that you Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.